You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The many fans of singer-songwriter Jill Jack know she has been a mainstay of Detroit's music scene for over two decades. Back in October, she released album number 12, titled These Days. It's a nod to the Jackson Browne tune. At the 2017 Detroit Music Awards, Jill Jack was recognized for Outstanding Americana Artist Group, Outstanding Americana Vocalist, and Outstanding Jazz Recording for her album Pure Imagination.
With me and you'll be in the world of pure imagination. Come with me and you'll see into your imagination.
Jill Jack recently spoke with Stateside's Mercedes Mejia about a year of challenges and setting the record straight on rumors of retirement.
So after some 20 years of being in this business, I'm wondering if the making of this album was different in any way than previous albums.
It definitely was. It wasn't like I went in saying that I was going to do something different. I actually went in to do one track, and it was a song called Crooked Crown. And that didn't even make the album. Then we decided we were going to name the album Crooked Crown, but I have a record label now. And they had listened to all the tracks once we were done, and they thought, you know, it doesn't really fit. But in regard to the rest of the tracks, when we went in for the one track, Crooked Crown, the band said, I think it was my drummer, Ron, he said, well, while we're in here, why don't we lay some more stuff out? You know you've got it. Well, I didn't have a lot, but then I thought, you know what, I'm going to challenge the guys. You know, when you write 12 albums, you know, it's not like, I mean, maybe it is for some people, but it doesn't always come, you know, spewing out to you like it used to in the beginning of your career. And it's harder and harder, I think, to challenge myself to make it sound different and original, not just for me, but for my listeners, you know, my fans. So I challenged the guys, and I found, you know, that it worked really well, especially with a couple of the writers in my band. One of them, Brian Chester White, who's the newest member. He's my guitar player. And he's shy, though, and he didn't like the, you know, in front of each other writing. So I found that if I text him lyrics, send him pictures of the vibe of the, you know, song, the colors, the just the feelings. And then he turned around within 24 hours and got me the music. And we wrote two of the songs, Red Dirt Girl and This Town, within 24 hours, just doing that process. Now, I worked with my my drummer and also John Barron, bass player. He gave me the jazz side of it. He's a great jazz player, bass player. And he challenged me a little bit on some of the changes in my songs, too. And the whole band just really invested in the arrangement. And normally I'm just used to running the show. You know, I just do it. The guys come in, they lay their tracks, you know, that's it, they leave. But this time, everybody had hands in it.
Well, let's take a listen to the title track. This is These Days. And then maybe you can tell us how this track got on the album.
Well, I've been out walking. I don't do that much talking these days. These days. These days I seem to think a lot about the things that I forgot to do. For you, and all the times I had the chance to.
This song wasn't even supposed to be on the record, but because Crooked Crown didn't make the cut, I was talking to the record label and they said, well, we're going to need another song. And I didn't have one, not one that I thought would fit. And about 7 years ago, I had a fan who told me he woke up from a dream that I recorded These Days, a Jackson Browne tune. It was written by Jackson Browne. And he said, I won a Grammy. So he kept joking. I mean, he was serious. Every year he'd say, did you record it yet? Record it? I'm like, nope. So it popped in my head, maybe now's the time. I wouldn't mind winning a Grammy. But also, I had a pretty rough year. And this song is kind of about the journey.
Can you talk a little bit about just what was going on and if that changed the way you approached this new album?
Sure. I mean, I'm used to, one, I'm an extremely optimistic person. And this year, my optimism got hit like a punching bag.
When you say this year, you mean 2017?
Yeah, sorry, 2017. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're out of it. Yay. It started with my mission friend who drives our mission bus. I go to Haiti every year and he got murdered. So it started there. And then my father passed, and in the hospital, I contracted MRSA while I was with him in hospice. So I didn't know, even know what that was. It's like a bacterial infection on your skin. And if you don't catch it, it can be very serious. And then I tore my rotator cuff, broke my finger, and then blew out my knee. So there were so many challenges physically and mentally. And this record, I had to give up control. I mean, I just had to let it all go and see what would happen. And the guys, my band, just picked me up in days where I didn't think I could sing. My engineer, who's engineered all of my albums, said, just come in and use it. Use the sadness, use the grief, use the emotion. And it, he said, if you're falling on the floor, then we won't use that cut, you know? And it was really awesome to be so vulnerable. I'm a really strong human being, and I don't always like to show my vulnerability. And you really find out who your friends are when you're vulnerable. And I know that my band is my family more than ever now. And it was really incredible.
When all goes wrong, I still have you. When that ship has sailed, I'll stay with you.
So You and Me Against the World is a song when I first started writing it. This happens a lot when you write a song. It's coming out of you and you're not sure what it's about. And it felt like a love song. And I was like, And I'm like, is this about my husband? Is this about my family? Is this about my friends? And I got to the third verse and I realized it was about my guitar. And my guitar has been through everything with me. The good, the bad, the indifferent, the lonely, the happy. It's seen the world with me. And so, you know, it was just a really fun song to write, and it's endearing to my guitar as I hold it when I play it. I feel like that's my baby. It's been with me everywhere and through everything.
Speaking of just being there all these years, did you ever consider leaving Michigan?
I used to always say I wanted to, like, you know, live somewhere else. Years and years. My whole life I always thought I was going to live somewhere else. And I've toured everywhere. I mean, I've been out of the country. I've been in every state. And there is just something about Michigan that makes me grounded, feel safe, makes me feel, you know, just myself. I love travel. Don't get me wrong. And, you know, I plan to continue to do so. But I don't know if I'd ever leave Michigan. I remember in Nashville, they'd be like, well, you want to move here? If you're going to move here, you know. And I know a lot of people that moved to Nashville and, you know, had successful careers. But my daughter was young at the time, and I didn't want to pull her out of it. And Michigan's beautiful. We have everything. And I love it here. I just do.
Baby, one more time, don't make me sit all alone and cry. Well, it's over, I know, but I can't let go. I'm like a fish out of water, cat in a tree. You don't even want to talk to me. Well, it's over, I know, but I can't let go.
You mentioned signing on to a record label, and that one is Smoking Sled Dog Records. But there were rumors of maybe you taking a break.
Well, you know, there were a couple of articles that came out about me retiring, and I was like, what? There's times where you get tired. I think it's like anything. And if you look at, you know, mega stars, they sometimes take a year off between touring. I mean, I have not taken any time off in 25 years. So there is going to be a period of time where I'm just like, I've had enough. You know, I do get tired. There's times where you just lose the drive or whatever. So what I found in the last, especially this last year, when I feel that way, I have to back off. I have to give myself time. If it's just a walk in the woods, if it's just a dinner with friends, you know, live life in a balance. And so I'm going to continue to try to achieve that. I did sign to a record label, so I don't think they'd be too happy if I was going to retire. But the great thing is they're going to start getting me into more larger performing arts centers all over the world, country. And so I'm really looking forward to that because it's a different kind of thing than, you know, your normal festivals and your other listening rooms. These are guaranteed, you know, 1,000-seaters, things like that. And you're just, I'm looking forward to that. And letting someone else do some of the work. I've done all my work, you know, marketing, booking, you name it, recording, writing, you know, running a band, driving. You know, I've done it all. And to let other people kind of take some of that pressure off of me, I think is, you're going to see my career do some pretty interesting things. And I'm looking forward to it.
Jill Jack, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Happy New Year.
Jill Jack will be at the Arc in Ann Arbor this Saturday night, January 13th. You can get details at michiganradio.org. Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.